Welcome back to SwampSwami.com. Sports commentary and a little Landyap for you too. Today, baseball. America's past its time? As the Los Angeles Dodgers grabbed their first World Series title in 32 years with a 3-1 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays on Tuesday night, America generally ignored it. Again. The six-game World Series of 2020 was not played in Los Angeles or in Tampa Bay due to the lingering pandemic. Major League Baseball decided, for some odd reason, to play this year's World Series in Arlington, Texas, between Dallas and Fort Worth. Now, for television viewers, nothing says excitement like watching the snail-paced 3.5 to 4 hour World Series games being played at a neutral site in front of a smattering of fans allowed into the stadium. So it should come as no surprise that the 2020 World Series just set another record for lowest television ratings in the history of the annual event. For the first time ever, the 2020 World Series averaged fewer than 10 million viewers. The ratings for this year's Fall Classic were 32% lower than the previous lowest-rated World Series, which happened in 2012 between San Francisco and Detroit. Remember that? I didn't either. The viewership slide for baseball, though, has been long and very ugly. If you take a look at it by decade, back in 1980, an average of 42 million television viewers watched the series every night on NBC. In 1990, that number had slipped to 30 million viewers while they were being broadcast on CBS. 10 years later, in 2000, it was down to 18 million viewers, this time Fox handling the sports broadcast. In 2010, that 18 million had shrunk to 14 million viewers. And in 2020, also on Fox, just 9.8 million viewers per night was the average viewing audience for a World Series game. So in 40 years, public interest in watching baseball's premier event has dropped by 442%.
Sell, sell, sell!
With a loss of more than 32 million fans over that period of time, baseball has gone from America's pastime to being past its time. The continued erosion of interest in the sport of baseball is sounding some troubling alarms. Though the league was able to cobble together an abbreviated 60-game regular season this year instead of its normal 162-game slow marathon, fans were kept away from the local ballparks, though, due to the pandemic-related concerns. Team owners and Major League Baseball brass hoped that providing a televised sprint-to-the-finish type of baseball season would serve to pique viewer interest. Based on this year's television ratings, that business plan flopped. Professional baseball is failing to capture the imagination and support of the millennial video game generation. Baseball is a much slower sport to digest for casual fans. When you're at the ballpark, baseball does provide the rare opportunity to carry on a conversation with a family member or friend while being able to still follow the action on the field. That same laid-back pace of baseball games, though, may not satisfy the interest of many younger people today. And as older fans continue to literally die out, baseball's interest has correspondingly dwindled over the years. There's also the prohibitive cost of attending a baseball game in person. With the average ticket prices for a Major League Baseball game at $33 apiece, a family of four will shell out $132 plus tax on just the tickets alone. If you add in the parking, a program, and concessions, the average family of four spends about $232 to see just one Major League Baseball game at the ballpark. If you happen to plan a summer vacation around seeing your favorite baseball team like so many people used to do, it's a little easier to justify that outlay. For fans of the local home team, though, it has become increasingly difficult to lay out that kind of cash to make multiple visits to take in a ballgame. And it's not just Major League Baseball that's struggling either. As we sleepwalk through 2020, the minor league baseball season was canceled in its entirety. And if that wasn't bad enough, the executives at Major League Baseball now want to cut 25% of minor league affiliates in a cost-saving maneuver. That will eliminate about 40 teams and reduce the count from 160 affiliated minor league teams down to about 120 across America. The Appalachian League, which featured 10 teams, was already the first victim and has been transformed into, get this, a college wood bat development league, like the current Cape Cod League, as if you've ever heard of that one either. A news source recently indicated that four AA franchise teams from the Eastern League and the Southern League may be heading for extinction soon. So if you're a fan of the Erie Seawolves and the Binghamton, New York Rumble Ponies of the Eastern League, it's a AA league, or the Jackson, Tennessee Generals and Chattanooga Lookouts of the AA Southern League, your favorite minor league baseball team may be on the chopping block very soon. Several franchises from the Class A Advanced Florida State League, the Midwest League, and the South Atlantic League, along with the Class A Northwest League, may be terminated soon. Your average Major League Baseball fan is probably aware of the names of some of their team's minor league affiliates, but the biggest impacts of these reductions will be felt in each of the minor league local markets. In return for cuts to the number of minor league baseball franchises, though, the remaining players on those teams will at least get a pay boost in 2021. The new minimum wage will become $400 per week at the lowest level squads and up to $700 a week if the player makes it into the AAA franchises. Now, with the minimum pay in Major League Baseball at a whopping $555,000 a year, you can see the incredible financial motivation for minor leaguers to work hard and make the jump to the big leagues. In 2020, the estimates are floating that Major League Baseball lost nearly $3 billion with this shortened pandemic season and no fans in the stand. The 2020 World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers reportedly have lost about $125 million this year after earning a profit of $60 million during 2019. With a total of 30 Major League Baseball teams, the pandemic will exact a significant financial toll on each team this year. The average Major League Baseball team receives about 40% of its revenue from local ticket sales and concessions, merchandising, and parking at home games. Teams also rake in about 40% of their revenue from media rights, both national and local, and the remainder of revenues are derived from sponsorships and suite deals at the stadiums. Fortunately, Major League Baseball's current television deals with Fox Sports and Turner Sports have been secured all the way through 2028. The other 60% of team revenues, though, are significantly at risk if pandemic issues continue into 2021. With baseball's continued inability to add new fans, whether in person or via television, the chances of contraction, fewer franchises, and lower player salaries may be coming sooner than you think. The continued annual decline of Major League Baseball reminds me of a bicycle tire which is slowly leaking air. You don't tend to notice until it's become flat. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.